Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Welcome to Average Joe. I'm Average Joe. Thank you all for listening in this evening. It's been a busy week, the last couple of weeks. We're here in North Carolina, South Carolina. We're still kind of working through Florence, and I know people down on the coast are still in pretty bad shape down there. They've got a lot of roads that are washed out, and there's still people without power, and there's dams that have broken and lakes that have drained. And they're down in the Boiling Springs area. They're having some really big challenges down there. And but anyway, we have definitely been keeping all of you folks in our prayers and thoughts, and we hope that we can all kind of get back to quote-unquote normal before too long. I know there's a lot of effort going on, all the linemen and construction folks and the emergency services and all the, you know, the Red Cross and just all the organizations that are involved in trying to get folks back to their normal lives. And it kind of puts things in perspective. You know, when things like this happens, it's definitely an equalizer because we all are susceptible to when we lose power or when we can't get to food or resources. You know, it really puts us on the same level. You know, we're all really on the same level anyway, but it's a big reminder to those that may have more than others in material things when we're all down to just trying to survive. It kind of, you know, puts us all, hopefully helps us become closer as a society. But again, any of you folks that are outside of North America, you may or may not have heard about this, but I know it's been in the news a lot around here, of course, because that's probably the biggest thing, the big news story that's been going on. You know, the one positive, today's show's not about this. We're actually going to talk about conspiracy theories, but this was just on my mind this afternoon. I actually have a caller. The one good thing, well, I had a caller. I guess they left. anyway, call back, caller, if I'll catch you. The one positive thing I can think about this whole thing is the news has been focusing on this instead of all the political stuff. We don't talk about politics on this show, but there's a reason for that, because everybody else does, I guess. And I'm just not going there. But caller, feel free to call back in. The call-in number, I don't know, maybe somebody called in by mistake. The call-in number is 914-219-0884. It looks like we might have a caller here. So let's see. Hello, caller. This is Average Joe.
Hey, Average Joe. This is Double Ott.
Double Ott. Okay. Hey, Double Ott. How's it going?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing great.
I appreciate you bringing up. I appreciate what you bringing up what you did. As you know, I just got back from down east helping my cousins dig out, and it is absolutely an amazing thing how people are being real humans, and if they have a little money, they're leaving the remote areas, filling their car with bottled waters and driving door to door and handing them out. And all the rescue squads, they're doing pig roasts and traveling around door to door, making sure that people have food. And there's people that were out of power down there where I was near Harker's Island for 10 days. So those that didn't evacuate, it's kind of hard to be prepared for that. So I just appreciate that you brought that up. Thank you.
Well, thank you, 00, for calling in and the kudos. And, I mean, yeah, I mean, times like this do bring us closer together as a society, and it's really good that you can see, even with all the evil in the world, that people do step up in times like this to help each other. And I know you went down to help your family, and I know you've been doing everything. You definitely Double Ott's one of my coworkers, so we actually were in a we were both down in the Atlanta area this week doing some training. So Double Ott actually drove back up from Atlanta and went straight to his family location there to help him out, and I'm sure they appreciated that. And you know, we gotta take care of our family for sure. But
that's right. I just appreciate you bringing it up, and it's just amazing to see. Yeah, down there, those people are tough. They can take anything. They'd never had anything like this happen ever.
Yeah,
like this devastating, and it was just three days of rain. So I appreciate you bringing that up. And I'm interested in the topic of the evening.
Well, thank you, Double Ott. And so we'll move on to that. But anybody else that wants to call in, I mean, if you want to have anything to say about that, that's fine. You know, we're not getting paid here. It's just something I do. So Double Ott dropped off. I hope I didn't cut you off there, Double Ott. But we're going to continue here with our show. But so in regards to that, like I said, if anybody wants to call in and give a story about what's going on in your area, 914-219-0884. So, you know, I'm going to go ahead and move into our topic here, but, you know, feel free to call in about this topic, or if you want to talk about that, it's fine. Conspiracy theories. There's a lot of them, and I was just, you know, one of the subjects that's kind of fascinating to me, and everybody has their favorite conspiracy theory, I guess, if you could say that. I mean, there's so many. I think that probably, in my mind anyway, and I think a lot of you would agree with me, probably the most well-known or most talked about conspiracy theory is the assassination of John F. Kennedy. I will probably get to that if we have time, and that is definitely in my say top five list of conspiracy theories. But that one, because of, you know, Lee Harvey Oswald being assassinated, you know, many people think that was just to shut him up, and so that because of the people involved or could have been involved, you know, we get the story that was presented to us. But, you know, things are not always as they seem. But I had to bring that one up because that, again, is the most, I think, the most talked about conspiracy theory. A couple that conspiracy theories that I'm really interested in, and one is landing on the moon. You know, most people take that for granted that happened, and I'm one of those. I mean, I feel, you know, pretty sure that we've actually been to the moon and on several occasions. Some people don't believe that. Some people think that it was actually because of the space race with the Soviets that it was cheaper to create a reality and make it, you know, to fake it. It was cheaper to fake it than actually go. And, you know, just a couple of the simple things that the conspiracy theorists on this subject say is like the flag, you know, that they stuck in the moon, you know, it seemed to flutter a little bit in some of the videos, and that's one of their, I mean, that's just a small thing. And then also they say that as soon as the astronauts would have gotten out of the ship, or it may be even in the ship, that they would have been killed by many meteors, in that small meteors, not many, but M-I-N-I, that, you know, they would have been hit, which, you know, I guess is possible, which is, a valid point. And that's one of the things that I've watched some documentaries about colonizing the moon. And if we have colonies there, that's one of the things that they have to deal with or learn to deal with. And so far as the little meteors hitting the moon all the time, because we don't have an atmosphere, or the moon doesn't have an atmosphere to burn those guys up on the way in. So, you know, like they do on Earth. So the, and I'm getting a little sidetracked here, but so far as the meteors, they talk, one of the solutions for avoiding that would be to put the colonies underground, so you have the protection of the moon's surface to absorb that, and you could just have these, you know, like a network of tubes, you know, like an underground colony or city, you know, underneath the moon's surface, and then you have the moon's surface to protect you. But you know, that I don't know if that's one of yours, but you know, the landing of the moon, I believe we've been there. I've seen enough information and read enough information that. Oh, as a matter of fact, one of a good friend of mine, his grandmother, actually, was one of the main programmers, I believe, that can program the computer for the lunar module that landed on the moon. So that's a pretty claim to fame. His grandmother's name is actually on the moon, and this is somebody I know personally. So, you know, aside from all the information that we see in the news and read and everything, I've kind of got a little bit of firsthand information there that it actually happened. But, you know, tell me what you think. 914-219-0884. Give me a call. We'll talk about some other stuff too, but. The moon landing conspiracy theories claim that some or all elements of the Apollo program and the associated moon landings were hoaxes staged by NASA, possibly with the aid of other organizations. The most notable claim is that the six manned landings were faked. I mean, all six of them is what they're saying, and that the 12 Apollo astronauts did not actually walk on the moon. And this kind of brings to light, there's actually a movie out now. I think it's been released, but I've seen it advertised, about the first walk, and I think that's the name of it. I should have actually confirmed that before the show, but that was actually one of the things that got me thinking about the moon landing thing. But, you know, various groups and individuals have made claims since the mid-70s that NASA and others knowingly misled the public into believing the landings happened by manufacturing, tampering with, or destroying evidence, including photos, telemetry tapes, radio and TV transmissions, moon rock samples, and even killing some key witnesses. I mean, this is heavy stuff, you know. Again, you know, it seems a pretty far-fetched, but so far as, you know, if you throw in some elements of truth, you know, with any kind of story, whether it's true or not, if you throw in some elements of truth, it makes it easier to believe. And you know, whether you're believing that we landed on the moon, or if you believe that we don't land on the moon, the one thing that kind of, for me, if I were going to believe that we didn't land on the moon, I think the one thing that would come to mind for me was the fact that we were faking it because of the space race, you know, because JFK said we'd get there, you know, put a man on the moon within 10 years, and then just to keep the Russians on their toes, you know, make the whole world think that we actually went there. That to me would be the only reason to do it, I guess. But I don't know. Much of the third-party evidence for the landings exist, and detailed rebuttals to the hoax claims have been made. Since the late 2000s, high-definition photos taken by the Lunar Reconnaissance Orbiter of the Apollo landing sites have captured the lander modules and the tracks left by the astronauts in 2012. Images were released showing five of the six Apollo missions, American flags erected on the moon still standing. The exception is that of Apollo 11, which was laying on the lunar surface since it was being accidentally, it was blown over by the takeoff of the exhaust. So looks like we got a caller here again. Let's see here. Hello, caller. This is Average Joe.
Hey, Joe. It's Double Lot again.
I wanted to make all right. A two-timer.
comment. I'm not a big conspiracy theorist, but I think in this day and age with the internet, and you know, we all we're in the age of information, and we can find a lot of information. It may not be true. It may depend how you interpret it. That there are a lot of folks out there that are working, maybe in their spare time, to disprove many of our great accomplishments. And possibly that could be not American, that they're trying to disprove that and prove to the American public that your government has not been honest with you or whatever. But it's like, are they really going to change the history book where what we grew up and knew and were taught and we know is truth is now just all disproved and the history book changed and everything? I mean, it's ridiculous.
Well, you know,
sorry,
and
I rambled on.
Well, no, that's good. You bring a good point there, Double O, about, you know, making people doubt the credibility of the government. Now, I do have some doubts about our government, but so far as, you know, I know that we have a lot of, you know, unclean hands in our government, but you're right. I mean, that's kind of the way, so far as trying to make us turn against ourselves or turn against our government. You know, I don't feel about the government that, you know, we need to take over the government or anything like that, but I just know there's a lot of corruption in the government. But, yeah, you bring to a good point. So thinking of that, Double O, my next big conspiracy, and this is kind of a, I guess you'd say it's a conspiracy, just tell me what you think about this. What do you think about the Flat Earth Society, people that think the Earth is flat?
There are still people that believe the Earth is flat?
Yes. Yes, there is. As a matter of fact.
And we're flying,
I'm telling you,
we're flying through space just like a ship or something?
Well,
I don't know. I didn't know about that.
Like a flat plane shaped kind of like a frisbee. There was actually a guy in California this year. His name is Mike Hughes, he's actually a limo driver, but he's a self-taught rocket builder, and he built a steam-powered rocket, and actually took off, and he soared about 1,900 feet above the Mojave Desert on a Saturday afternoon, and he wanted to fly up. I don't know why he didn't just get on an airplane, but he wanted to get up high enough to, I guess, take pictures, or I don't know what he was wanting to prove that the Earth is flat and not a globe.
No.
That was this year.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
I wasn't aware of that, and I mean, that's quite a facade if the spinning globe on their axis, which provides magnetism that makes life as we know it is I wonder how they would explain gravity, polar magnetism, and things like that.
Well, they
I'm
and
sure
I won't hold you below if you want to jump off, but you know, stay and chat with me if you will.
I'll have you on the laptop when I'm not on the phone.
Oh, okay. But they actually, so far as the gravity goes, because I was reading up on this week while I was preparing for this show, they actually believe that the Earth is actually moving up at like 32 feet per second. And that's what we're not actually being pulled to the Earth. The Earth is actually pushing up and keeping us on, you know, us and anything else on the surface.
So we aren't. Are we revolving around the sun? And
no, I didn't get
somehow?
Into that. Let's see. Actually, maybe I did. I'm having to rely on my internet information here. Let's see. But there's. Let's see here. Sorry about that. Couldn't remember all this stuff.
Well, I'm not a great scholar. I didn't have any kind of advanced physics study, even like pretty much at all. But I think I understand physics, and I'm just interested and, you know, fascinated by it. So I would have a lot of questions for that theory, but I don't know. Maybe they could try and convince me of that. I don't know.
Well, I mean, I've read up on it and watched a few documentaries, and I'm still not convinced. But Google it. I mean, there's where I got some of my information was livescience.com, and there's flat Earth beliefs, et cetera. But anyway, thank you again, Owen. Double O for calling in again, and it's always easier to talk about something when you can have a conversation, and I don't always have that luxury. Usually we get about one call per show.
Well, my radio handle is Double O, as you know, and that's how I called in.
Yeah, that's cool, man.
Not Double O or Owen, but that's fine. We know each other.
I'll stay
on the call. I'm sorry to take up your time talking.
Oh, no problem. Like I said, I appreciate it. It's great. So through a flat earther's eyes, this is kind of their take on it. First, a brief tour of the world view of a flat earther. While writing off buckets of concrete evidence that Earth is spherical, they readily accept a laundry list of propositions that some would call ludicrous. The leading flat earther theory holds that the Earth is a disk with the Arctic Circle in the center and Antarctica, a 150-foot tall wall of ice around the rim. NASA employees, they say, guard this ice wall to prevent people from climbing over and falling off the disk. I'm just like, are you kidding me? Really? That's what they believe.
I'm sorry, I was muted. And hey, that's what they believe. I'm glad I was muted when you said that. That's very interesting. I'll look it up. Thank you.
Yeah. But yeah, I think that is. I mean, I am. A pretty open-minded guy. I am willing to hear anybody's view on anything, even if it does sound far-fetched. And I challenge anybody to try to convince me, but because I don't mind challenging conventional science. People that are there's a lot of folks that don't believe in God, but they believe in science. And I happen to believe in both. I think that science has its flaws because it's our way of looking in and examining the world around us. But with that said, I mean, you know, logic is logic, but I believe that some things aren't logical, and we're only limited to our perception of things, and that kind of goes back to our episode about reality back a few episodes ago. And by the way, we're going to come back to that so far as the reality talk. And today, by the way, if you want to call in, 914-219-0884, we can talk about the Apollo, the moon landing, if you think it's real or not. Talk about the flat Earth, and then if you want to get into JFK, we can talk about that too. We're running a little close on time here, but just another conspiracy theory that's real popular is the one about Marilyn Monroe, Norma Jean. She's, you know, how she died, and did she really commit suicide? Was it just, or was it an accidental overdose? Or was she murdered? I read a book by her first husband, James Doherty. He was actually, they weren't married for very long because she was in the height of her fame, and her managers or agency didn't want her to be married because it took away some of her sex symbol desirability. If she was married, she wasn't available, you know. So all the guys wanted to dream about Marilyn Monroe, you know, that they had a shot at having Marilyn Monroe. But anyway, her in the book that her husband wrote about her, and I actually read this book, and I cannot for the life of me remember the name of it, and I couldn't find it online. But he believed that she was actually murdered. And it had something to do with her involvement with JFK and Robert, and just some things she knew from, you know, pillow talk to do with Cuba, actually, that the mafia was given permission to murder Castro, and just information like that. And so that kind of, like, you have all these conspiracy theories that kind of intertwine, you know, with the Kennedys and Marilyn Monroe and all that. And then of course even the Kennedys, you know, JFK's the one that wanted to put us on the moon in 10 years. So a lot, all that kind of comes together. We're about to run out of time here, but I appreciate y'all listening. And 00, thank you again for calling in and calling in twice. I guess I can officially count that as two calls on this show. So this might be a record show. Just, you know, I should do that. I'll just get people to call in twice, and that way we'll have more callers. But thank you again, and again all the folks that are trying to get through the aftermath of the storm. We will definitely keep you in our prayers and thoughts, and thank you for listening and taking the time to listen in. And next week, we're probably going to talk about, let's see, what are we going to talk about? We might talk about customer service next week. We're going to, not quite as heavy a topic, but it's something that we may need to talk about, and we may not. We may talk about changing our mind all the time, making decisions. I'm just kidding. Again, thank you all for listening today. Whatever we end up talking about, it'll be fun, and I just want you guys to call in and talk to me. Send me your thoughts. My email address is averagejoe@carolina.rr.com, and there's no E on the end of Joe. So, call in or write in next week. Listen in, and we'll talk. So we'll see you next time.